to expect. I've been like thinking about Stefan for a while. He's been like in my life. He's affected my life and the life of my community and the life of other communities quite a bit. And I've been thinking about this trial and what it means for safety, for trust, for solidarity for a while. But I still didn't know what to expect when I sat down in the courtroom. I haven't seen his face. I haven't watched the video yet. I will in there. I don't give a shit if he's like, if I would have come in there and he's like, oh, I'm so sorry and crying, right? Like, I don't give a shit. If I come in there and he's like crying, it doesn't matter. If I come in there and he's like angry, it doesn't matter. I had no expectations, yeah? But still, even with my no expectations, I'm still right now a bit taken aback at how normal this man is. Like, I expected a range of things, but not normal, you know? And they say, like, well, he's not normal. He's obviously a little crazy. He believes in conspiracy theories, and he sees himself as very alone, and he thinks people are out to get him, and he has these, like, very complex, very lonely ideas of what it means to be a white man in society. But, like, he's so normal. He's just, like, a normal, racist man who took it one step farther than other racist people by deciding to make his own weapons and shoot up a synagogue and a donor shop and people in the street. Like, that's what was most shocking to me. Is I was like, oh, like, whatever you're, what he was saying, I hear it all the time, you know? What he was saying, I hear in the experiences of my black and brown friends who walk in the street. I hear it, like, from my Muslim friends who hear it all the time. I hear it from politics. I hear it as a Jewish person. Like, what he's saying is normal racist behavior. And that's what I didn't expect, and that's what's the most sad, and that's kind of what, that's what I realized that we're fighting against, you know? Because it would be easier to believe that he's crazy, but the fact that he's normal and that he's motivated by what to him is a moral mission to protect white people is, that's what's the most saddening to me. And because of this, it becomes more and more obvious that an attack on a synagogue doesn't begin at an attack on a synagogue or an attack on Jewish life. Jewish safety in Germany, anywhere, is threatened when a black person is beat up by cops in the street, anywhere. That already threatens Jewish safety. When migrants are killed at borders, that already threatens Jewish safety. And if you protect Jews and say never again, but at the same time you let other minorities be subject to this kind of violence from the state, then Jews are not protected. And the fight against anti-Semitism in this courtroom is also a fight against Islamophobia, is also a fight against racism. And this thing cannot be taken in isolation, because for him, it's not in isolation. For him, it's all the same. Leftists, feminists, Muslims, migrants. I know, right, dog? It's crazy. Leftists, feminists, Muslims, migrants, Jewish people, everywhere, for him, are the exact same thing. And if it wasn't accidentally, not accidentally, very much on purpose, but if it didn't happen to be at a synagogue, it'd have been anywhere else. And it was anywhere else. And it is everywhere, all the time. And so when we fight against this thing, it makes me really inspired to feel that we're in solidarity with one another, and that we can join forces together to fight against institutional racism and everyday racism and anti-Semitism and Islamophobia for a open society where none of these things exist. And I really believe, as scary and terrifying as right-wing activism is, as scary and terrifying as it is to almost die and blah blah blah, it's even more empowering.
And more empowering to know that we're all in this thing together. And I really think that we can win, because I see us and I see that we're strong as fuck together.